Tape script 11.3. Listen and read the story of May's disastrous day. A disastrous day for May.
Last Sunday night, May forgot to set her alarm clock, so she overslept and was an hour late for work. May's boss, Ms. Collins, called her into the office and told her that because she was late again, she couldn't go on a planned business trip to New York the following week. Ms. Collins said that she'd decided to send a more reliable person. May was so upset about missing her business trip that she locked herself in the ladies' toilet and cried her heart out. Also, she completely forgot that she'd arranged to meet her boyfriend, Ben, for lunch at an Italian restaurant. Eventually, she dried her eyes and returned to her desk. She looked at her computer screen. It was totally out of focus. She asked her colleague at the next desk if he could help her put it right, but he said that he couldn't see anything wrong with it. Then May realized what had happened. The computer was all right, but she wasn't. She'd lost one of her contact lenses in the toilet. At last the day ended. Without her contact lens, May had to get the bus home and leave her car at work because she couldn't see to drive. She waited at the bus stop for over an hour in the pouring rain and didn't get home until 8 o'clock. There, she was greeted by a message from Ben on her answering machine. He was very angry and reminded her that this was the third time she had forgotten to meet him. He said that she clearly didn't care for him and that this was the end of their relationship. May was heartbroken. In tears, for the second time that day, she decided to go to bed before anything else could go wrong. However, she forgot to feed the cat. The next day, with a streaming cold, she went downstairs to make herself a cup of tea and found bird feathers everywhere. The poor cat had resorted to desperate measures to get food. It had eaten the budgie. Poor budgie. May went back to bed and pulled the covers over her head.